Drop out.
You check me.
Hey, you're good. Don't worry about it.
Didn't even check me, man.
Yeah, but you're good, though.
Can't believe you've done this to me.
I'm so sore. My whole body hurts.
What for?
I can feel sunburn happening on a microscopic level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel the radiation seeping into your skin?
Yeah. I'm at a vitamin D overload right now.
Do you naturally have a vitamin D deficiency? As a redheaded man?
We produce our own vitamin D.
It's like a magnet.
Doing. A little cattail action for you guys at home, you know?
Well, welcome to the Dropout Podcast. I'm Dylan. And that's Jared. I'm by myself today.
There's usually a second guy that says something before I say something.
Yeah.
Run back. Do it again.
Welcome to the Dropout Podcast. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Noah. And I'm a can of beans trapped in the existential void between life and death.
And that's Jared.
Where only the darkness lives.
And that's Jared.
That's me. I'm him.
We are short a man. But you know what?
We're a shorter, tallest man. Actually.
That is true. He's like 6'6", something like that.
Nope. It's like 6'2", maybe.
6'1".
Probably.
Like 5'11". Come on.
That's not true. Let's be real.
He's like 5'6".
You know, how tall are we now, Dill?
Huh?
How tall are we now?
7.
What?
7 feet.
But he's taller.
No. Only in our perception. Only in the way we look at it. If we closed our eyes, he could be any height we wanted him to be.
I suppose that's true.
You know? So, yeah. It's just a...
This cat's trying to kill itself on this wire.
Yeah, she does that sometimes.
Well, some good cat action going on over here. Come on, get up here. Give him a lap. Why are the cats over here, Dill?
I don't know.
Why have they chose me? Am I here to be their savior?
Probably stiffen you out.
Have you been mistreating these cats?
Seeing what you got to hide.
Look me in the eyes, Dill. You been loving these cats?
What do you have?
I have 2 pockets full of chicken.
Begging for it. It's just full of deli jerk.
Cats love good deli meat, you know? Fun fact, one of my dogs will eat watermelon, and the other one will not.
Are dogs supposed to eat watermelon?
I can't imagine it. It's bad for them.
It could. You'd be shocked at the weird things that are bad for
dogs. Yeah, but watermelon is literally just water.
Yeah, but it probably has a vitamin in it.
Let's see. Let's find out.
Dog, there's some weird things that dogs can't eat.
While we're on the topic of watermelon, before we get to the answer.
You know what, you were talking about watermelon.
Yep, it's a healthy treat choice. Yes, watermelon is one of the best fruit choices as a treat for your dog. Its high moisture and fiber content, along with densely packed nutrients, place it in a superfood category.
That's reassuring.
It is. It's nice. Might go home and give my dog a little bit more watermelon. One of them. The other one won't enjoy it. Anyhoozy. You're saying something about watermelon?
Yeah, you mentioned watermelon earlier in the chat, and you said, how many watermelons is too many?
I said, how many pounds of melon is too many?
Yeah, when I showed up to the little get-together, there was no watermelon to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I was having watermelon at my home. Mi madre got a large watermelon. So large that it fit into 2 separate bowls. And I promised myself I wouldn't eat the other bowl. I would just eat this bowl and call it a day. And let me tell you, I broke my promise a tad.
Yeah?
I had a whole big bowl of it.
Feel bad?
I did. I did feel bad for
it's
a
good.
While.
It's just fruit, so it's good for you.
Yeah. Now, on the topic of melons, you throw a little salt on that bad boy?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't.
Yeah, but it's not a crazy thing for you, right?
No, I don't think so.
Some people, it's strange.
That's the worst sin you could ever commit.
It's a strange subject.
It's like, you know, dipping a strawberry in sugar, you know?
A little powdered sugar,
yeah? Yeah, or just regular sugar.
That seems weird.
I've seen it done.
I'm sure you have, but
so that's what my grandma. That's how my grandma likes her strawberries. Even the strawberries are already kind of tart, you know. But whatever.
It just I don't know why a little salt on a watermelon changes it up so much, but
salt has a taste.
Uh-huh.
And watermelon has a taste.
But it doesn't taste like a watermelon with salt. It tastes like something new.
Welcome to the world of flavor, Jared. It's like the scene in Ratatouille when he has like the cheese and the strawberry. He eats one, he goes, and he eats the other, he goes, and he eats them together, he's like, ha.
That seems gross. Cheesy strawberries. You know some people put cheddar cheese on their apple pie?
Oh yeah, I didn't know that, yeah. Not for me, personally, but
it seems like a sin.
Cheese and sweet just don't mix in my head very well.
I can't just straight up snack on cheese like some people.
Oh, brother, I can.
Yeah, some people just fucking rip out a cheese stick and just go to town. I can't do it.
A little peely cheese, string cheese.
Yeah, a little string cheese. Having a little get-together with the boys fucking forever ago now. But we were all a little intoxicated. We were going to Nappy Town. And Dirt Bike was like, hey, why don't you eat this one of these string cheeses with me? And I said, that sounds gross. I don't fuck with string cheese.
Can't imagine why. This is good. It's delicious.
And he's like, just do it. I was like, all right, man.
Just do it.
And I fucking ripped a little piece off, which is satisfying. The act of
well, I don't even string it.
Yeah, I imagine.
I just eat like a stick of
meat. You eat Kit Kats just whole, don't you?
Yeah.
You're a fucking dog.
It tastes the same.
Yeah, but it's the act of doing it. It's really just disgusting. Anywhoosie. Yeah, I didn't fuck with it. Now, I'll put cheese on almost anything. Cheese and potatoes. Cheese and rice. Cheese and chicken.
When I got the good cheese in the fridge, I'll just
slap down a piece.
Just good slice of sharp cheddar.
Now, if I'm making me a bologna sandwich and put a little cheese on there, I'll fucking flick one up. Dog will take it. And he seems to enjoy it.
You're not supposed to get dog cheese. I know that's a real thing.
What do you mean?
Clogs them up real bad.
It's just one slice of cheese, Dill. I'm not getting them a wheel.
Can't be doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes my grandma gives like the house family dog gives her some like Oreos. So you can't be doing that. It's bad. It's got chocolate in it.
Hmm.
But she's still cooking.
Yes, dogs can eat cheese. Well, some dogs can eat cheese, and most dogs love it. Many dogs can be intolerant of cheese. Even for dogs that are able to tolerate cheese, it is probably best fed in moderation.
Well, I tell you.
That's why I only give them a slice of cheese, though.
But was I wrong?
I mean, you weren't right. I would argue that you were more wrong than you were right.
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that
you... The article said, don't give dogs cheese.
No,
I said, don't give dogs
cheese. No, it said, yes, dogs can have cheese, and they'll probably love the cheese. But just for the safety of the dog, moderate your cheese intake for your dog.
Dog's gonna have a little cheese. Yeah. That's a treat.
Yeah, just throw a little cheese at him every once in a while. You're making a sando, he's standing there, he knows what he wants. Bink.
I was imitating a dog begging.
Oh. That's good. It's a good imitation.
Thanks. I use it.
What?
Just to get scraps. Off the table.
Dude, who do you use it on, Dill?
My mom.
Oh. Do you get down on the ground so you can look up at her?
Yeah. She'll be like, all right, okay. And she'll throw me the bones from her steak.
I'll fucking munch on them for hours. Days, even.
Sometimes I'll you know, just pat around the Japanese restaurant down the street. Just at the dumpster.
So I give you a little cup of rice, maybe a little couple pieces of chicken.
Grab it with my palms.
It's disgusting. You have been known to sniff on a little trash every once in a while.
Hey man, if it's good, it's good. Ain't no problem.
I mean, it's just the act. That's questionable.
If it looks the same, smells the same. It's fine to taste, you know?
Yeah, but like, it was trash, you know?
Nah.
Somebody sat there and said, this is trash now.
Not everything has to be trash.
And you said, maybe not.
Most food that grocery stores throw out is perfectly fine food.
Even you don't do it at the grocery store.
Yeah, I just do it at work or something. I've dug McDoubles out of my own trash. They're like, why are these in here? They're still in the wrapper. That's ridiculous.
Why did I do this? I'm gonna get these bad boys back out of here.
Really craving those McDoubles now. I need that.
Why'd you put them in the trash in the first place then?
You know, it may not have even been me to put them in the trash.
Yeah.
I've been known to have guests sometimes.
You think people are just coming over here to throw McDoubles in the trash?
I'm saying if there's McDoubles and someone doesn't want them, it's probably going in the trash, I guess.
I'll always ask. Anybody want this McDouble?
They always do that. Then I end up eating it anyway. Because everyone says, no, I'm good.
You're like,
hey. No, I don't want to go to waste. And you're like, no, I'm
fine. You got to fight through it now.
I hate wasting food. It kills me.
Yeah, I can't wait to be a dad at the end of the table, you know. Just collecting.
You want to eat that?
Just collecting leftovers.
You just wave it on over.
Pass it on down. Nom, 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 nom. Eat 3 pieces of macaroni just because it was still on the plate. Yeah.
Kids leave the table. Leave the plates there and just go picking.
Yeah. Getting their little fangies. Sucking the meat off the bones.
Say thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Good night.
All
right, bye, son. You get up off the table, go to their plate. Just lick it clean.
See, when Brandon.
That's how dads get their power.
Was living at my house for a little while after his house burned down. We had pork chops one night, and he was so conservative with the eating of his pork chop. And I looked over and I was like, "Dude, you're missing a lot of pork chop there." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Look at all that extra pork chop you got, just stuck in them bones, you know. You gotta get that bad boy off of there." He's like, "I ate all the pork chop." I was like, "He didn't." And I showed him my bone, and it was like, it's like you had dunked it in acid, you know. It was a raw, clean bone.
That's disgusting, Jared.
No, I take it all. Every ounce. Every microgram.
Awful.
There's not a chance that any meat will escape my teeth. Least favorite thing about pork? Gets right in the tooth.
I don't like pork that much, so.
I'm a huge pork guy. Look at me. They call me Peter Pork. That's what they call me.
Peter Porker.
Yeah.
That's already taken, actually.
I'm Spider-Ham.
I don't look like a pig one, but the costume on. Pretty piggy.
I transform into a pig man. Call me Mr. Oinkers.
Everyone says, oh, look at the little piggy. Oh, no. And then you kick their teeth in.
Oh, God. Dude, Thorne's over here laid the fuck out.
Yeah, he's a real chill kitty. Real chill.
I like a real chill kitty, you know? More of a dog guy, though, 100%, through and through.
Yeah, for sure. Respect that.
Yeah. No, we're wrong. I've never, you know, not wanted a cat around. But if you look me up and say, hey, cat or dog, I know my answer, you know?
I know mine.
I guess they are more low maintenance, you know?
They are. Just clean their poop every once in a while.
Yeah, just dump out the box.
Getting food, water.
You might be able to train them to use the old toilet.
I've heard that's a thing.
I've seen it happen.
You ever seen Son of the Mask?
No. Do they teach a cat to use a toilet?
No, I'm thinking of Bruce Almighty. Never mind.
Oh yeah, he's God.
His dog. It was a cat. It was a dog, not a cat, but. Dog uses toilet. He flushes also. I respect.
I don't think the cats flush when they are trained to use the toilet. Maybe a couple of them figured it out.
Very few.
I don't know if the cat has really the power to. Especially if you got like a strong plunger on that bad boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can muster that kind of downward force.
If they hung on it maybe, but.
Yeah, what if they fell in the bowl and then what? Then the cat's gone. Gone. Down the pipes.
No more. They just.
The other day I was playing little pooter games, you know? Chilling. Hanging out. And I start hearing this lapping of water in the background. So I'll pop off the old headphones and walk back there, and there's the toilet. It's just like sloshing. Mm-hmm. It's just going up and down. Just
I assume there's gonna be a dog in it.
Nope. Mm-mm. He's been known to drink out of the toilet before, but no, this was just water just going.
Interesting.
And I was pretty concerned that the house was about to just fucking fucking turn into a water house made out of water.
Yeah,
I was worried.
Did you figure it out?
No, I just left.
It stopped?
No, I just left. I came back and it wasn't happening anymore, so it was all clear.
For now.
For now. I'm going to get home from this podcast and there's going to be a puddle where my house was.
House gone. Puddle there.
House gone. Puddle massive. Angry.
A small lake where your house used to be.
Behind my house, there was like a big hollow. Hollow. You know? A little holler back here.
Holler.
Yeah. And you get a good rain, good flood level rain, comes a lake.
Oh, yeah. There's a creek behind my mom's house. Rain's real good. I think floods.
One time, I guess we were still in elementary school, probably. I had this inflatable raft. Don't know where I got it. Don't know why I had it. Never once used it. We had this inflatable raft. Me and my neighbor, my age, give or take. Blew that bad boy up. We were going to go paddle around in our new lake behind the house. And we got about halfway out there. My dad said, hey, what y'all doing? So we're going to go paddle around the lake. He goes, you'll fucking drown. Look in the house. And we said, okay.
So you do it?
So we didn't get to do it.
The house I lived in when I was in elementary school had a big front yard. There was kind of a dip in it. There was also a sinkhole in the front yard. So,
did that happen while you were there?
Yeah.
How was that?
No big deal.
You just kind of walked it off?
Yeah.
So now?
What was it?
A little fence around it?
It was like a trampoline frame. It said, plunk, don't go here. This is where the hole is. But
was it still a trampoline?
No.
Or just the frame?
It was just the frame. But when it rained real good, the front yard would flood. I mean, a good bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just go sit.
Just go plunk.
I'm in the water.
I like to imagine cars would drive by and just be like, what the fuck is that kid doing? Why is that kid just sitting in a puddle? One time, I think my sister had stolen the sign that said men working. And I took it and I leaned it up against a tree in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid down in front of it, took a little nap. But I didn't really take a nap. I was pretending. And this car drove by and I peeked up, you know, a little half squinted eye.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that was driving looked over and saw it and she thought it was really funny.
That's good.
And I said, yeah. I nailed that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Little kid sleeping in front of a man working?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Little baby.
Little kid. I'm not working. It's a double joke.
It's two jokes in one.
Bingo, bango.
Bongo, bango.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Three of them.
Mm-hmm.
God, my neck hurts so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tony really gave it a good wrenching. He's having a little wrestle.
Yeah, I imagine that happens when you try to drown a man.
Yeah. Well, he started it, you know? I was just there trying to wash off my little grassy feet by the pool. And he said, ka-doomp. And I got out and I said, you know what has to be done now? And he ran for a minute, but then he then he decided, you know, the only way to settle this is mutual combat. And, he had a lot of leverage on me.
Tall man.
A lot of length. And he's not a small fella either. He's hefty enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally...
Remember when people would say you lift, bro?
What?
Remember when people...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, clear it up.
Do you remember when people would say... Why can't I say that? Do you remember when people would say... Do you remember when people would say...
Mm-hmm.
When people would say,
okay,
you lift, bro?
Hey, bro, do you lift?
You lift, bro?
God, there's been so many phases of the internet that were just so fucking bad. Like that, oh, fuck.
Troll face?
Yeah. Troll. Yeah. Dude, fucking iFunny.
Rage comics?
iFunny back in the day. Hilarious. I'm sure if I saw the exact same images I thought were funny then, now. What the fuck is this?
I'm looking at this. I have a mental illness.
I have a mental illness, and you know why? This. This is it. I can point it out.
This broke my brain.
I said, this guy right here killed me.
This put a crack in my skull.
I'm going to go down here real quick and give this guy a little belly scratch. Right. I'll be right back.
Yeah, for sure. He's really getting in there. Really giving a scratch.
It was nice.
Yep.
I needed that.
Soft.
A little fuzzy. Fuzzy boy. Could you imagine just being a cat?
I dream about it every day.
What's he got to worry about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe I'm coming home late from work. He's just a little hungry. That's probably the max of his worries.
Shit. Could really use a snack right now. There was a human here who could provide that.
If you didn't lock all the food behind doors and cans, I could have fed by now, but that's fine.
Why don't you just keep a bunch of food out for them?
So just leave it hidden so they can hunt?
No, I mean, you can just put it all in the bowl, you know?
No, they don't do that.
I don't think cats overeat.
They do.
Like a dog does.
They do.
Do they?
Thor overeats, for sure.
Well, he's a big boy. Maybe he's just trying to eat enough.
No, he throws up.
Hmm.
He threw up for a long time. I was like, what is the problem here? Why do you keep doing this? And eventually, I was like, well, let's just try giving you half a bowl instead of a full big old bowl. Sure enough.
Cut it out.
Stop throwing up.
Hmm. You know, some cats and some dogs, you know, they'll just be like, I'll eat until I'm comfortable with the amount of food I've intake, and then maybe I'll come back later.
Have a little snack.
Yeah, but
stay full.
I can tell you right now, old Finn, my boy Finn. If I put 100 pounds of dog food out for him, he'd tear right through it. You know. No regrets.
You've seen those videos of cats where they just shovel food? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Cats will just like open their like.
Oh, there's
food.
They just rawr, rawr, rawr. They just
as.
Yeah, and they just keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Cats
someone
do
needs
that.
Someone needs to teach them how to eat.
Here's a fork. Here's a spoon. It's a salad fork. This is dinner fork.
Yeah. This is for soups. This is a bread knife. It's only for bread.
And this is your steak knife. It's a little sharper. So watch out.
Yeah, it's serrated, so be careful.
All these go on the left, and these go on the right, okay?
Salt and pepper travel together, all right? So if you pass somebody one, you got to pass them both. There's so many rules to fine dining, you know?
I don't get any of it.
I don't either.
Just fucking sit down and munch, brother. Just fucking...
This is Viking style. I'll just get in there with my fucking hands.
Yeah. Tear it up, dude.
Let's start a restaurant. No utensils. If you want it.
Oh, you mean Subway?
Well, that's just... See, that's sandwiches. You know what I'm talking about? Like, normal old food.
You know, that's a bit that could succeed. That's a like a... What do you call it? Like a gimmick? Yeah. That's a gimmick that could work.
Yeah, people are just like, let's go try this no utensils place out.
You can't eat with your hands.
And we give them.
You ask for utensils, they spit in your face.
Yes, for utensils, they bring you an empty jar of mayonnaise.
You ask for utensils, and all the employees come out and start chanting around you.
Bitch boy, bitch boy, bitch boy.
I was thinking more like gorilla grunts. Start beating on their chest.
They get very aggressive.
Don't say the U word.
This bitch is asking for a fork.
Or the S word.
Or the K word, technically.
Yeah.
Knife, yeah. Whose fucking idea was that shit? Let's throw K in front of this.
Or the other S word. Spork.
Ah. How do you feel about spork?
It's not very effective.
Great invention, terrible invention?
Pointless.
I mean, it's got its moments, you know?
The point of a fork is to stab things.
Yeah.
Or to occasionally, you know, like spaghetti, like ravel.
Give it a little spin.
But it still has to be threaded.
Mm-hmm.
Through the forks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A spork doesn't do that.
It's got some action on it.
It's just a pointy spoon. It's because it's a spoon with slots on it, kind of at the end. It's not a very effective spoon.
Yeah, it really cuts into the effectiveness of the spoon.
Can't have soup with a spork.
I did see, I can't remember the name of it. It was a double-sided. So on one end it was fork. On the other end it was spoon.
How's that work?
You should just fucking give it a good flick of the wrist, you know, flip it around. Like a butterfly knife.
I guess.
And you.
How many meals do you have where you need both?
Where you need both without, you know, just switch around.
I mean, both just in general. I think most of my meals are just one utensil.
Yeah, but when you say you got mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, you know?
It's both fork. Both fork food.
Say you got, you know, I guess you really don't need a spoon for a lot of things. I guess you really want to get, like, the juice on some beans or something.
But why would you want that?
I don't know. You want a little bean juice.
Maybe if you have, like, a soup with your meal.
Yeah.
Like a little pre soup. Like you do when you go to, like a Japanese restaurant sometimes.
Yeah, get a little miso.
Yeah.
Bean. Yeah, we got it over here.
Get a little bit of soup. But then once you're done with the soup, you don't use a spoon anymore.
You know, you go to like Shogun or something. What is that, miso soup?
Yeah,
they give you.
Yeah.
It's real bullshit soup, but I love it.
Yeah. It's definitely just like packet soup.
I mean, it's just broth. A couple little onions floating around in there.
That's what soup is, Jared.
Vegetable soup. It's got a lot of stuff in there. Yeah. Potato soup. It's got a lot of potatoes in there.
Well, not every soup has a bunch of shit in it.
Yeah, but that's. But the miso is just broth, and then usually we'll have one flake of mushroom in there and a couple of little green onions.
Yeah, that's just what it is, just how the soup is. Some soups are just very light soup.
I'll tell you what, just between us, between me and you, right now?
Yeah.
Beef stew might be one of my favorite things.
I used to fuck up some beef stew, dude.
Beef stew.
Fuck it up.
I could tear up a bowl of beef stew.
Carrots, beef, potato.
Mm-hmm.
What more could you ask?
Maybe a little mushroom in there.
Don't like mushrooms. Keep that out of my soup.
You anti-mushroom?
Don't like the texture. Most time, don't like the taste either.
Code is also anti-mushroom.
Don't like them.
I'm pretty pro-mushroom. You ever had a mushroom steak?
I don't think so.
It's just a big fucking head of a mushroom, but it's prepared and grilled up like a steak.
Sounds awful.
Sometimes you can't really tell the difference depending on how you do it. Do it right.
Okay, a chewy mushroom. Sounds gross.
Yeah, but the way you cook it up, it firms it up, you know?
Not a mushroom.
You know, for somebody that doesn't eat meat very much, you feel like, you know, you chow down on a mushroom from time to time.
No. I know that's like a common substitute also.
Yeah.
Like, just like something about mushrooms just really adds, like it fills in that space.
Yeah.
Not for me.
It's got a nice meatiness to it.
Don't like mushrooms.
I fuck heavy with mushrooms. I tell you what, though. Stuffed mushrooms? Too much. You got too much going on. Yeah. Generally speaking, if you stuff something, it's too much for me.
My mom makes stuffed
peppers.
Stuffed peppers, yeah.
Yeah. Too much. Too much. Too much going on.
Frankly, just a small meatloaf within a.
Yeah.
Surrounded in a pepper.
And just separate the things out and then give them to me that way, you know? I mean, you don't have to shove it all into a bell pepper.
Now, do I eat it? Of course, my mom made it. It's delicious.
100%. But how do you eat it? Do you eat it like an apple? You know?
Yeah.
You get in there with a fork and a knife?
Not yet. Actually, yeah, I get in there with a fork.
I feel like, you know, you stuff it up in there. You'll be able to scoop that bad boy up in the hand.
Yeah.
This cat's really going in right now.
Yeah, she has a lot to say today.
She's a speaker, you know? A lot to say. Talker. That pool life, man, that really...
I'm sitting here. The room's a little dim.
It's fading out, huh?
Get a little sleepy.
Yeah, I can take a nap. Then again, I can take a nap almost any time.
Yep. Much like a cat.
Cat nap. You know, a siesta, so to speak. It's a nap.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sounds like a party.
That's a fiesta.
Yeah, but the words are similar, so.
Mm-hmm. You know what that's called? Rhyming words. Words that rhyme.
But with opposite meanings.
Hmm?
But with opposite meanings?
I think there's a specific word for that. It's not anonym.
Anonym.
Maybe it is anonym.
I don't think so.
Synonym is two words that are different but mean the same thing.
Antonym.
So an anonym would be two words that are the same but mean different things. Yeah?
You know.
Weren't you an English major? I don't remember. English was not my subject in school. I can tell you that.
It was my subject, but I don't remember shit.
I was much more like a science guy, you know?
Yeah, you're a big science man?
Yeah, I'm like Bill Nye. Yeah? Science guy.
But without the coat?
Think Bill Nye's ripping lines? Ripping fat lines? Do you ever pet these cats, dude?
Oh, yeah.
They're so desperate for attention.
They're always desperate for it.
Finn sometimes gets in a mood where he just doesn't care for contact, you know?
He snap at you?
No, absolutely not. He would never do that. He knows the one rule, don't bite the hand that feeds you. The other day, I took him outside on the back porch there. He hopped off the back porch to go do his business.
Right.
He was sniffing around where the garage is back there.
Right.
And it looks like there's like a little crack between where the garage sits and the concrete underneath it.
Right.
He was getting up in there, giving a couple sniffs.
Right.
And then he gave a little yelp.
Right.
And jumped back.
Right.
And then he ran all the way around the house.
Right.
To go back inside. So I said, huh.
Right.
What do we got here? Well, you know, I went and got the other dog. He's pretty tough. I don't want going out there alone. I don't know what's in that hole. Got me a flashlight and I shined up in there. I was expecting to see like a snake or something, you know?
Right.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Probably ran away.
Took him back out. Well, I mean, I stood there the whole time. I watched. Nothing came out of that hole. But, went back out there. A while later, take him back out. Back on the back porch. He jumps off. Back porch, you know, goes to do his business, does his business, goes to come back on, up the porch, go back inside. He looks at me, looks at the garage, looks at me, looks at the garage, sits down. I'm like, come on, man, let's go inside. You know, not anything to worry about. Took several minutes and some treats to finally get him to get it moving, you know. And now every time he comes up the stairs on the porch, he walks up to him real slow from the very far side away from the garage, and then just fucking boom, rocket ships up the motherfucking
stairs. Yeah, you got Skinwalker and you're living in your
garage. I mean, that hole is like fucking this big at best. Mm-hmm. It's not like someone could really get in there, you know?
Oh, but Skinwalkers, they transform.
I don't think it's a Skinwalker, you know?
You got a flesh pedestrian. Got something that's not supposed to be there. In there.
I think I might be a flesh pedestrian.
You are covered from flesh. Last I checked.
When was the last time you checked?
5 seconds ago.
Hmm. How do you know this is flesh? Not well-painted rubber.
You know, that's fair.
Could be. You know? You don't know. You don't know my life. You don't know my story. I don't know what I've been through.
We have a little surprise, don't we, today?
Yeah. The world's ending.
Surprise. You have, checking my watch, you have 10 minutes.
Yep. We've timed this perfectly for you whenever you listen to it.
Now, really, this only works if you listen the day we put it up. But, you know.
Or. Oh, God.
Or if you listen on the day of the second apocalypse.
I think my insides are coming out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just got a real real ripping and tearing happening on my insides now.
Can I get that checked out?
God, that is uncomfortable. Alright, anyway. Got a little story for you, fellas. Yeah. Ladies and gents.
I could just say I really could just take a little sleep nap.
Let's go see what it says, yeah?
Alright. So, this email. It's an email, by the way. This email is from
email
Todd.
Email is the surprise.
From
not,
Todd.
Not the apocalypse.
Campbell. Todd Campbell.
The Todd Campbell.
So, email starts out. Happy summer solstice. Sorry, my mouth is really just...
You mean to spit in your mouth? A little sip of water?
I'm all right.
Moisten you up?
Yeah, you're up. I'm all right. All right. Try this again. Happy summer solstice. Now, it's been the longest day of the year, first day of summer. And I hope you boys are staying cool and hydrated. Sounds like a rough one, just as the winter today, I bear a... What? I can't.
Let me see.
No, I got it.
Nope.
I hope you boys are staying cool and hydrated. Sounds like a rough one, just as the winter today I bear a Todd's tale.
God, I love it, you know?
When I was a boy, the summer school had a science fair. Very cool. We had to create something and test a hypothesis and write a report. I wanted mine to be about food. So, I created two boxes, one with black pepper inside, and the other with tinfoil. In these boxes, I put cookie dough and then closed the box, which had an opening covered by saran wrap, keeping the buggies out.
Naturally.
I left them out on the grass in the hot, hot sun. The goal was to see how the different boxes baked the cookies in a lot different ways. I am sure my report was good, but of course, who cares how the science came out? I got fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. Two boxes. I did not share them. Signed, Todd, wanting cookies.
All right, man.
The fact that cookies baked.
So, one of the boxes had black pepper in it, you say?
Black paper.
Oh.
With black paper.
Okay. I thought he said pepper. I was very confused.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's probably, you know, you get that. I don't know how the black paper would help, but I know the tinfoil, you know, you really get that refraction going.
Yeah. I imagine.
It's saran wrap over the top.
Black absorbs heat, so, you know.
Yeah, but.
Might get hot. I don't know if
the paper would be able to hold the heat enough.
You know, it was Todd's. The cookies cooked, apparently. So.
I mean, worst case scenario, you got some hot cookie dough. And,
yeah.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that either.
Nothing wrong with cookie dough. How do you cookie dough?
Should we do this Todd experiment?
I just. It got so hot, it cooked the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
I don't know if it necessarily would have to be that hot. It's all about the. How you're focusing the sun in that box, you know? I've seen this video of this guy, and he's got this big mirror lens device, and it focuses a wide amount of sunlight into a fine, finute little stream, and he melted through a rock almost instantly.
That's insane.
Yeah, like it was just popping and cracking.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you catch the sun right. Regardless of how hot it is outside, maybe we'll bake some cookies.
I imagine based on what I know about science and cookies,
my cookie science knowledge,
the tinfoil one had to have cooked faster.
Oh, had to have.
But
I can't imagine it wouldn't have.
Would they have tasted good? I take that back. They're cookies.
Yeah, they're cookies. At worst, they're going to be decent.
The chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. What's your favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip. It's a classic.
Go ahead and make a guess on me.
You can't beat just a classic chocolate chip cookie to me.
Go ahead and make a guess on me.
Tomato cookie.
What the fuck are you talking about? Come on, though. This is a serious subject here.
White macadamia nut.
Absolutely not.
No? That used to be my favorite. I used to love those.
I don't like nuts in my sweets. Go ahead. I'm channeling it to you right now.
Double chocolate chip.
No. Well, I'm wrong. I'll eat a double chocolate chip. Was it triple chocolate chunk or something from Subway?
No, I think it's just...
Double chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking delicious. What a snickerdoodle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huge snickerdoodle guy over here.
Not a big snickerdoodle guy. I can have a sugar cookie? Can't do snickerdoodle.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I might be able to take down that cinnamon challenge, you know? The way my body absorbs cinnamon.
I like a good raisin cookie. Oatmeal raisin.
I don't really fuck with raisins.
I do. I'll put down some Raisin Bran too.
You know, I wish I ate more cereal. I have very fond memories of cereal, but I mean, I just
sometimes I'll do the thing where, like, Saturday morning cartoon. Sometimes I wake up on Saturday,
have a bowl of cereal,
Just watch some cartoons, just put on some cartoons on TV. That must feels be good, nice, you know. Feels good.
Yeah. What's your cereal choice?
Whatever I got. Right now, I got some Cocoa Pebbles in there.
Can't go wrong with Cocoa Pebbles. Can't go wrong. I think, S tier, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Reese's Puffs. This one, a little controversial, depending on who you ask. Apple Jacks.
I can get
that. I fuck heavy with Apple Jacks.
S tier for me, Honey Bunches of Oats. Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, Honey Nut Cheerios, all time classic.
Yeah. And,
I would like to find one person that's like, no Honey Nut Cheerios over here.
Yeah, Cocoa Pebbles. Cocoa Pebbles. Three S tiers there for you.
Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Pebbles, you know?
Pebbles.
Mm.
I love the crispiness of them.
The crispiness doesn't last.
I know, but when
you gotta get in there.
Those
hot.
Those first few bites off the top, the best.
Let me tell you about this right here between you and me.
I'll tell you right now, the knockoff brand Cocoa Pebbles, they're better. The Malto meal, Cocoa Pebbles, Dino Crispies, whatever the fuck they're called. Jared's having a hard time right now.
I think the watermelon's fighting back. I don't know what it is still.
You got a xenomorph inside your belly right now. This is just cramping. You cramping up?
It hurts.
I think you're cramping.
It's
probably
rough.
You're probably cramping up.
It's not like in my tum tum. It's like it's right. It's like your belt line. That
you're cramping up, buddy.
It's rough.
You ate a bunch of watermelon. And you got in the pool.
That was yesterday. It's been 24 hours.
Oh. Well, that's what they say. Wait 48 hours before you get in the pool.
Wait 6 to 7 years before returning to the pool. Oh, it's coming back. I can feel it coming. Am I having a baby?
You're contracting.
It's so bad.
your body's trying to open it up for delivery.
Anyway. Oh.
The cat's meowing loud.
At Walmart. They got this cereal. It's one of the bag cereals, not in the box.
The Malta meal. Yeah. Delicious.
Chocolate marshmallow mateys.
Black bean.
Take all the bad things about Lucky Charms, throw them out the window, replace them with Cocoa Puffs. I think I'm dying, Dill. I think this might be it for me. I don't know. I don't know if my road if my road continues after this.
I really like the Special K cereals.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're so expensive. You can't. There's not like a knockoff brand for them either.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
You know.
But they do like strawberries.
Yeah, them whole strawberries, man. That gets expensive.
They're so good.
You remember the original Oreo cereal?
Oreo O's. They still make it.
Was it Oreo O's before? Yeah.
They still make it. They didn't make it for a long time because I remember when they came back, and I was like, holy fuck, they brought back Oreo O's.
It was better the first time around.
I was having a good time the second time. Not gonna lie to you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you.
What's happening, Dill?
You have to go home and put on the heating pad. Your mom's a nurse. Ask her.
She's not home.
Call her.
She might be home by the time I get there.
You just collapse to the door. Mom!
Help me!
Mom is coming out!
I will say, there was one time, I don't know, me and Big Woody were vibing. We had spent the night. I reckon we were both asleep. And I just woke up just fucking... I mean, my entire insides just felt like they were coming out. And it was like that for several hours.
Interesting.
I never... I almost threw up a couple of times. Not because of like the need to throw up, just because of the pain.
I mean, I'll get stomach aches sometimes, but just from like gas being trapped around.
I mean, I just lay there
and rub my tummy for a little bit. Work it out. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. It might be childish for me, you know? But I love a good fart.
Feels good.
I mean, funny sound. Makes you feel better. Depending on who's around, that smell might really get some chuckles out of you.
Yeah.
Sometimes the smell isn't funny at all. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's a threat.
Sometimes it smells like a war.
Sometimes it violates the Geneva Convention. Let me tell you, though.
Yeah.
I think this might be it.
Well, you know, we had a good run.
I want you to know that you can have all my stuff.
Thanks.
All of it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You can have a 4 monitor set up now.
4?
Yeah. Why? Why not?
I guess.
You can have my keyboard, mouse.
Yeah.
You can have 2 mice. Then what are we going to do? We're going to do 2 mice, though.
I'll sell it all.
Oh. You sell your memories of your friend?
Make back good people. I could use the money, you know?
I'll be dead, though.
I'll be going on vacation soon.
I'll be dead, and you're just going to sell off all my belongings?
I'll sell it all off. It's valuable stuff.
What are you going to keep?
The knob on your bedpost.
I don't have one. I don't have a bed frame. I sleep on the ground like a dog.
My dog sleeps on the floor, I sleep on the floor. That's how it goes.
I got my dog a new dog bed forever ago now. And I was trying to convince him that this was his bed. This is where he slept. Mm. And, you know, I thought, you know, I might get him a little acclimated to it. I'll lay on it. Get him to cuddle with me for a minute. Make him think, you know, this was for me. I lay down here. And I just fell asleep. I took a nap. It was very comfortable. It was like memory foam and shit. It was great. It was several months before he was like, I think I want to lay on that. And every time I'd be like, why don't you just fucking lay over there? And still sometimes now, I'll just like go lay by the door. I'm like, right here. I even put it right here so that I can just reach over. Using the scritchy scratches, you know? You're in perfect reach. No, you choose to go fucking lay over there?
Fuck you.
Selfish. Selfish dog.
Hey. To do what they gotta do.
Yeah, I mean, I love them. Love them through and through. If the pain comes back, I might just hop out that window, you know? Go ahead and cut it out.
Yeah, the fall from that window wouldn't kill you. It'd just suck.
No, I'd land right on my head. I'd aim it.
Just dive it. Plank arms to your side.
Was it Skate? Was the game that you would... They had the game mode where you would just fucking launch yourself.
Yeah.
And just try to cause as much physical pain as possible.
That was just like a feature.
Yeah. It's fucking sick.
If you fell off your board, you just ragdoll. You just control yourself with the sticks.
Yeah. I think you like watch bones break and shit. I feel like games aren't really throwing crazy stuff at you like that anymore.
It's all been done already, pretty much.
Yeah, but just do it better.
Do it again.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Do it more. I'm looking for more squad-based games, you know?
Squad-based?
Like XCOM and shit, where you got...
Oh.
You get like a squad of dudes, and you can train them up, they get different classes and different little abilities and stuff. Love that shit. Can't find any.
What about XCOM?
Oh, I played the shit. I played XCOM fucking...
Have you played 10 times over. On your new computer?
See, I tried to play it. I bought it. I installed some mods. I don't know if I got the load order wrong or something, but it was just fucking shit out. The moment I would like load into like an actual combat.
Right.
It just take a dump. So I haven't actually played it. I thought about uninstalling all the mods I did have and just putting on Star Wars mods. Because, I just want a good Star Wars clone trooper squad game. I feel like they could really sell that.
They could.
I think. Like kind of like a Rogue Squadron, but turn-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get your guys. They got their nicknames and stuff, you know.
Fucking make a cannon,
you got know? your big cannon guy.
Get your range guy.
Yeah, you got your sniper man. You got your, like, commando dude. His commander guy. Got the 2 pistols.
Got your medic.
Yeah, I got you a medic, dude.
Medic!
God, it'd be so fucking sick.
And yeah, here we are without one.
I just wish that Star Wars kept making their own stuff.
I think they're branching out there again.
Because when Star Wars was making Star Wars, there was a lot more options, you know?
I think they're branching out there again.
Yeah, they killed the contract with EA,
yeah?
That's good.
Pretty much.
Step one.
They're just like handing shit out.
Yeah.
Someone comes to them, they're like,
do a thing? Bang.
Here's a good idea. And
boom.
Star Wars is like,
Cuckoo-tow.
That is a good idea. Here, go ahead and do it. Here's some money.
What do you think that open world Star Wars game is going to be?
Something good, I hope.
Was it Obsidian?
No, it was no one.
Square Enix?
No, it was a Ubisoft.
Was it? Mm-hmm. It wasn't Ubisoft though, huh?
It was
whoever's making that Avatar game.
Yeah, the same people who've done the Division in the past. Massive games, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
100%?
Yeah.
Put on your life?
Yep. That's just some things I know. Massive games or Massive Entertainment, something like that. Massive is in the title. Their company.
According to this, developers are Ubisoft, Gameloft, and Ubisoft Montreal. Wait. Actually, I think this might be Avatar the game. Like the game from the movie. Yeah, it is. Hang on. Frontiers of Pandora. That's it. Publisher Ubisoft, developers Massive Entertainment, Ubisoft Shanghai. Ubisoft, some Northern European word. Dusseldorf, perhaps?
Dusseldorf?
Yeah. D-U with the, what's it called? It's got the dots on it. S-S-E-L-D-O-R-F.
Right.
Dusseldorf.
Right.
Probably.
Right.
Maybe not.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to play that game.
The Avatar game?
Yeah.
I might check it out.
It looks pretty sick.
I didn't watch the trailer, I just seen screenshots.
Looks pretty cool. Looks like it's pretty open world, you know, pretty diverse environments. They got those dragon things that I don't know the name of.
Yeah, I don't know what they call them.
And those horse things that I don't know the name of.
Yeah, just horse thing. But yeah, they had some other things in there too.
Genres. Action adventure game. Non-linear gameplay. First person adventure. I mean, if it's bad, I won't play it. But
yeah.
Assuming it's at least decent, I'll give it a shot.
However, it was on Game Pass.
Yeah, Xbox. I don't know how they're doing it over there.
But they're winning.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're fucking... People are still complaining. Like, they don't have enough exclusives. So?
It's paying off.
You don't have to fucking pay for anything.
They're getting there, though. They bought up all those studios like a couple years ago. And they're finally getting to where, like, all right, now we're getting some games. They got
Halo. Now we're going to fucking have all kinds of exclusives.
They got Halo coming out. They got Outer Worlds 2 coming out.
They bought Bethesda.
They bought Bethesda.
So, you know, you want to play that new Elder Scrolls game?
Xbox.
Or PC.
Yeah. Because they're friendly like that.
Yeah, because it's Microsoft.
Yeah. So you got to do it through the Xbox thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time. They put Halo. They put Halo on Steam.
Didn't they?
But I'm sure they've made their fair share of money from Halo by this point.
Was it originally on Steam?
No. The only one that was on PC was the first one.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was on Steam. It was
I don't know if Steam was at that point.
No. But just last year, or maybe it was the year before. Time is weird. They started putting them out one by one on Steam.
Like, why didn't they just put out the Master Chief Collection on Steam?
Well, that's what it is. They're dropping it one at a time.
So they were just like updating Master Chief Collection to have them. Yeah, I got the Master Chief Collection. I downloaded it on my Xbox. Never opened it.
But it's Halo. You got to have it on Xbox.
Yeah. I think you have to have it installed.
You don't have to. It's like a moral thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, see, I grew up with PlayStation, so never played Halo.
Love Halo to death.
Only times I've ever played Halo was at school, whenever you could secretly download Halo. Or at your house.
Yeah.
Whenever I would get beat up by people on Halo.
Good lord.
I was feeling rough, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Do you think you have 5 minutes and 37 seconds worth of words to speak?
Be honest, I'm true. My brain...
Yeah, no, I'm T-minus till some nap time.
That pool really put us out.
Yeah, the pool in the sun, it'll suck you to sleep. Giggity.
But we can have a little short episode, you know?
Actually, it's 54 minutes, you know?
It's been sleepy.
Yeah, it's sleepy time.
So, I feel like it's best to end sleepy episodes soon. Sooner rather than later.
We've had sleepy episodes before.
Yeah.
Several. Do you know that Joe Perry guy that we watched last week whenever I was here? The guy that just kind of talks real funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a Joe Perry talks you to sleep thing.
Podcast?
No, it's just like a video.
Ah.
But it's like there's a 10-hour loop of it. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't go to sleep. And I had to work in the morning. You know, so I was like, ah, let's see what this guy does it. Out like a light. It was a 10-hour loop. So every once in a while, I'd kind of fade back into awakeness. Mm-hmm. And he would do it. He would do it again. He'd sneak up on me and bap, right back to sleep.
It's the bat in the back of the head.
Yeah, ping. And let me tell you, woke up, refreshed, feeling good.
Did you sleep for 10 hours?
No, I didn't have that opportunity.
So it was still going, woke up?
Yeah.
That's a little weird. Click.
I can't sleep in just like dark silence.
I couldn't for a long time, but I do now.
I have to have something going on.
Every now and then I'll feel a little anxious and I'll have to put something on. But most of the time, it's dark.
I'll throw up some sleep videos on YouTube where it's just like real slow, real low music.
The sound of the air conditioner will help me a lot.
Oh, the fan. You got a big fan going, a box fan. Just
comforting sound there for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Some people are really into static.
Yeah.
Static just gives me anxiety.
Also, but I get the appeal.
I don't.
It's like a more aggressive fan noise.
I mean, it makes me feel like there's something, you know?
I listen to like soundscapes sometimes.
There's some rainfall. No, you throw some rain at me, dude.
A good genuine rainy night.
Yeah.
Out.
I'm going to build a house with a tin roof.
That's the best.
Just over here. Yeah. Like that's a
10
out of 10. That's the chance in the noise right there.
If I could just make rain.
If I could just summon rain like a god. If you were a bender, what bender would you be?
Well, according to my zodiac sign, I think my fire sign. So I'd be a firebender if I had to choose. Well, fire's pretty cool, but maybe an earthbender.
I'd choose earthbender 100%. I don't know what my sign is. What's a Scorpio? Is that a water?
I don't know. I just know people tell me I'm a fire sign.
Yeah, we'll Google it. I'm glad we don't really know this offhand.
To be fair, they're all cool, so it's hard to choose.
Oh, for sure. I could. Actually, you know what? Airbending?
I think airbending.
Oh, it is a water element.
Waterbending is cool.
Yeah, I could waterbend.
It just has you have to have water, so.
Yeah.
You can't just make it like.
Well. Some people can bend blood.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And some earthbenders can bend metal.
That is true.
Some can bend lava. Some firebenders can bend lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quite know how that works.
Very carefully.
Yeah, but there's nothing related between fire and lightning.
Chaos, maybe?
I don't know.
Very chaotic.
But wind or airbenders.
They don't have that secondary.
I can't think of one. I can't even think of one that like could be.
They just got, well, and kindness. You can maybe consider this, but in the second series, Korra, there's a guy that's an airbender who teaches himself how to fly. Just like
straight. Yeah, that's just airbending.
Yeah, just straight up teaching how to fly. So, but.
You know, in Avatar, see the earthbenders, they seem to have like a civilization going.
Yeah.
The firebenders, they obviously have a civilization going.
Yeah, they got an empire.
Yeah, but the airbenders just had like a couple of temples, apparently. Mm-hmm. Like not even a lot of them, just like three, I think. Maybe two. Mm-hmm. And then the waterbenders have a tribe on the North Pole and a tribe on the South Pole.
Yeah.
And then a couple of people living in a swamp.
The Southern tribe. No, he was in Northern.
The Northern Tribe was a big one.
Yeah, that was an actual society.
Yeah, but it was just one big city.
Yeah.
Whereas the Earthbenders, they had a country. Firebenders had an empire. And then on the South Pole, those waterbenders, they just had like a village or two.
Do what you gotta do.
I feel like, you know, they never stood a chance. Fire Nation said, it's war, baby. Everybody else said, shit. Earthbenders managed to fight them off. But, I mean, they just walked up to the air temples and said, whoa,
whoa. Yeah. Poor airbenders, you know?
I could fuck with an airbenders game. Or with the Avatar game.
Be pretty cool.
Avatar MMO? Shit. Every once in a while, like, one of the characters will get to be an avatar. Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be cool.
You'd have some guy that just
makes. You'd want to be the avatar.
Naturally. You'd have some guys making like 1,000 characters just try to get the avatar role.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking sick, though. God. I don't know why they don't make more games based on things.
Hard to do.
Avatar game. A big Naruto MMO where you could just like. Random roll, boom, you're a new Chia. Now you got these badass eyes that make you do shit. Dragon Ball Z game where it's like, boom, boom, boom. Sorry, dude. You're just a guy.
you're just a guy. Watch out for when they fight.
You can learn Wolf Fang Fist, and that is the most powerful move you can ever have. I'm gonna make some phone calls. Have final words, Dale?
Have fun.
And like just in general?
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever see a bear in the woods, just tell him that he can't make fires.
Tell him to say hey.
And yeah, tell him Dill said hey. Dill likes to talk to bears. He knows a lot of them. You remember Gary? Gary the bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool.
I appreciate y'all guys. Y'all going to school for this?
No, I dropped out of college twice.
I hope I got that.